Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The past week in open source technology has been eventful, marked by both celebrations and significant challenges that shape our digital ecosystem. Perhaps the most poignant moment came on July 21st, as the kernel community came together to mourn the passing of Dan Williams. Dan's legacy is deeply felt across the open source world, with his contributions to the Linux kernel lauded by many in the field. Colleagues Dave Hansen and Thomas Glacieri capturing the breadth of Williams' impact and the way he inspired both contemporaries and up-and-coming developers. It was a moment that prompted reflection within the open source community, reminding everyone just how pivotal individual contributions can be. Beyond this commemoration, the broader technology community has been absorbed in a series of top articles, shared widely by PhosForce. These pieces provide insight into current concerns and highlight the dynamism of the open source landscape. Leading the list were extensive articles on security, particularly updates affecting core Linux distributions and critical libraries, which many of us rely on for both personal and organizational computing. These security assessments emphasize how vital it is to stay informed and apply patches promptly to avoid exploitation. Another key topic was the changing terrain of the tech market, with mergers and acquisitions shaking up the standings of major players in both hardware and software. The impacts of these shifts ripple through supply chains and development communities, often leading to strategic realignments. Closely following these business moves was keen attention to the ongoing advancements made by SpaceX, particularly during their latest Starship test flights. SpaceX's Lucky No. 13 Inches mission demonstrated significant progress toward reliable reusability and future moon and satellite launches. It's clear that aerospace technology is increasingly interwoven with open software and hardware philosophy, driving innovation beyond the traditional boundaries. In the same set of articles, PhosForce reported on recent security incidents related to AI technologies, underlining vulnerabilities and the need for effective governance. Events like these serve as a stark reminder of the human and technical risks associated with rapid AI deployment without sufficient oversight. Rounding out the list were updates on community-driven projects and tangible enhancements to user experience within popular open operating systems. These projects, born from the spirit of collaboration, often deliver features and fixes that directly affect our day-to-day interactions with technology. With these highlights in mind, the open source community has been quick to address security vulnerabilities across several major distributions. Alma Linux, for instance, rolled out patches for vital packages such as Compat OpenSSL 11 and updates for the core Linux kernel, mitigating risks before they could be exploited in the wild. Debian also issued targeted security enhancements, most notably for XM4, essential for secure email relay and handling. On the Fedora front, users and administrators saw updates spanning a multitude of packages, including Chromium, .NET runtime environments, and a host of Python libraries. The rapid response in these updates reflects a culture of vigilance and continuous improvement that underpins open source reliability. Not to be left out, SUSE delivered broad-reaching updates impacting system components at every layer, once again underscoring the importance of regular patch management as a cornerstone of operational security. These distributions all highlight one core message: if you rely on open source software, stay engaged and keep everything up to date. Technological innovation continues apace as well, with the recent release of GNU/C Library version 2.44, or GLIBC, bringing new tunable parameters and hard-won security fixes. For system architects and developers, GLIBC 2.44 means improved performance and an extra layer of protection against various classes of attack. Right on its heels, Greg Croer Hartman announced Linux kernel version 6.12.98, addressing a file descriptor leak specific to the X4 file system. It's a reminder that consistent maintenance and rapid response are foundational to the longevity and stability of the Linux kernel. Another highly anticipated milestone was the arrival of Wine 11.14, a release designed to further bridge the gap between Windows applications and the Linux and macOS ecosystems. With each iteration, Wine inches closer to seamless cross-platform compatibility, extending the reach of both free and proprietary software options. Speaking of milestones, SpaceX's recent accomplishments with Starship reflect both technical prowess and the growing influence of open engineering principles within aerospace. The success of the Lucky No. 13 Inches test reinforces the company's vision for reusable spacecraft and paves the way for future moon landings and rapidly deployed satellite networks. Not to be outdone, the GNU herd kernel has seen a resurgence of interest, with promising new developments aimed at efficiency and usability. For those unfamiliar, GNU Herd has been a long-standing project in the open source world, representing alternative approaches to kernel design and user freedom. New fixes and iterations point to a project unwilling to fade, adding another layer to the rich tapestry of system software innovation. Meanwhile, Firefox users are soon to enjoy an update to the new tab page, which will feature new widgets and an AI-powered crossword developed by the team at Particle. This daily refreshed crossword puzzle isn't just for fun, it's interactive, and solving its clues will lead you to news articles that help you along the way. It's an inventive blend of entertainment and education, adding value to every user's browsing experience. Over in the Fedora project, contributor Simon de Vlieger provided a thorough walkthrough on how Fedora builds a release from initial source to final package. His write-up for Fedora 45 sheds crucial light on the build processes, testing, and collaboration required to deliver a stable user-facing operating system. Such transparency not only educates the community, but builds trust and showcases the impressive effort that goes into every Fedora release. However, alongside these positive shifts, new challenges have emerged, most notably in the context of rapid AI adoption and its attendant risks. Recent incidents involving artificial intelligence expose ongoing limitations in functionality, oversight, and the broader ethics of technological deployment. A high-profile example concerns Samuel Tunick, who, under duress, provided US border authorities with a password intended to wipe his phone's data. This incident raises deep constitutional questions around digital rights and demonstrates the urgency for more robust governance in AI-related technologies. Experts are unequivocal. Organizations and individuals must take great care when transporting sensitive data, especially across borders. Enhanced data management and security protocols are no longer optional, but essential in a world with rapidly evolving AI capabilities. The influence of artificial intelligence also extends to the consumer technology space, as we've seen with Roku's recently announced price increases for streaming hardware. Component shortages, primarily caused by surging demand for AI computational resources, have forced many companies to adjust both their supply chains and pricing models, ultimately impacting end users. All this comes at a time when the wider industry is hotly debating the right approach to AI governance and regulation. Over 20 prominent technology companies recently signed an open letter, voicing concern about efforts to impose overly restrictive measures on open-weight AI models. Their argument centers on maintaining competitiveness and innovation, even as security and ethical concerns are carefully weighed. Industry leaders including NVIDIA, Microsoft, and OpenAI contend that broad access can drive beneficial advancements, but only if paired with clear oversight. This delicate balance remains a point of tension, with policymakers and developers seeking a path that supports both progress and safety. Adding to the mix of AI advancements, the company Anthropic announced the rollout of Claude Opus 5, its latest AI model. Claude Opus 5 promises a significant leap in usability and safety across applications like knowledge work, programming, and scientific analysis. With the landscape moving so quickly, many in the open source community are watching these developments closely to ensure that ethical innovation remains front and center. Taking a step back, we see that the technology community stands at a crossroads, balancing painful losses, like that of Dan Williams, with ongoing innovation and new ethical debates. The spirit of collaboration is more important than ever, especially in the evolving world of open source development. Honoring the achievements and memories of central contributors helps foster a culture of gratitude and respect, underlining how each individual moves the collective forward. At the same time, technical updates and improvements exemplify what can be accomplished through transparency, cooperation, and open information sharing. As we all face challenges, be they securing our systems, navigating market changes, or negotiating the complexities of AI, staying informed is a critical edge. I encourage everyone to be diligent about applying updates, testing new software releases, and participating in discussions around openness and governance. Our collective commitment to vigilance and innovation will ensure that open source remains resilient in the face of new demands and unexpected events. That's it for this week's roundup of open source news and insights. Thanks for listening.